to Catchment Currents, brought to you by the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies. I'm Savannah Lyle, and today I'll be discussing the Northern Lights and how they work. So the Northern Lights, are also known as Aurora Borealis, are a natural display of lights caused by interaction of solar particles with the Earth's atmosphere. These lights are most commonly visible in high-latitude regions near the Arctic, such as Alaska, Canada, Iceland, Greenland, and Scandinavia. The appearance and color of the Northern Lights vary. The appearance of these lights in the sky can be described as curtains, arcs, or waves. These can shift and change throughout the night. The most common colored lights are green, red, purple, and blue. These specific colors are formed depending on the types of gases involved, like nitrogen and oxygen, and at the altitudes at which they collide. Green and red are emitted by oxygen at lower altitudes. Blue, pink, and purple are emitted by nitrogen, and violet is emitted by hydrogen and helium at higher altitudes. So how do the Northern Lights work? So charged particles such as electrons and protons from the sun collide in the thermosphere, which is the Earth's upper atmosphere. The thermosphere contains low-density gases, which I talked about earlier, such as nitrogen, oxygen, and small amounts of hydrogen and helium. And atoms, molecules, and ions absorb the energy from these charged particles, which puts the electrons into an excited state. The energy state is not stable, so eventually the electrons return to a lower energy state. When this happens, the atoms, molecules, and ions release an extra energy as light. So an analogy I like to use is if you have kids or have ever been around kids, you can see this in a sugar high. So they absorb the energy from the sugar, and then after they eat the sugar, they get the sugar high and they are bouncing off the walls uncontrollably. After they have reached peak sugar high, they crash and fall asleep, returning the kids to a lower energy state. Some fun facts to leave you with is while we are all aware of the Aurora Borealis, did you know that in Southern Hemisphere they have Aurora Australis, which is also known as the Southern Lights? These lights can be seen from Tasmania, New Zealand, Australia, and Antarctica. The Northern Lights can also be seen from other planets, including Jupiter and Mars. This is Savannah Lyle, and this has been Catchment Currents, brought to you by the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies, which has been connecting you with the nature of Catchment Bay through education and stewardship for over 35 years.